From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, Dex here. September 7th. What actually move in crypto 5 stories? No hopium. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph, Harmony proposes shutting down Layer 1, migrating 1 to Ethereum. Harmony proposed sunsetting its Layer 1 blockchain and migrating 1 to Ethereum, weeks after an exploit led to plans to discard 109,000 transactions. Ethereum-compatible Layer 1 network Harmony proposed sunsetting its blockchain and migrating its native 1 token to Ethereum, 7 years after launching its mainnet. On Sunday, Harmony proposed taking a final network snapshot, issuing ERC-21 tokens on Ethereum and migrating exchange listings. Validators would be offered options to stop their nodes, continue as governors, or join its new AI video initiative. Next, second, from Cointelegraph, Bitcoin sidechain Liquid pauses after purported white hats withdraw $320 million in Bitcoin. The actors told Blockstream they would return most of the 4,000 Bitcoin after the element's vulnerability is patched across the network. Bitcoin sidechain Liquid paused operations after actors claiming to be white hat hackers withdrew about 4,000 Bitcoin worth $320 million from its Federation wallet. On Sunday, Liquid said that bridge nodes were disabled, preventing new transactions, while exchanges had halted or were preparing to halt L Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals. Blockstream, Liquid's technology provider, started contacting the actors through signed on-chain messages. Up next, third, from CryptoBriefing, Hyperlabs redeems 433,000 HYPE after 7-day unstaking period. Hyperlabs just redeemed 433,000 HYPE tokens after a week-long unstaking period. This move is part of their ongoing strategy to manage token supply and liquidity, which seems to be aimed at stabilizing their market position. It's interesting to see how this kind of token management can ripple out and affect broader crypto dynamics. While the immediate impact on HYPE price remains to be seen, it does suggest that Hyperlabs is focused on creating a more predictable trading environment. This kind of stability can be appealing, especially in a market that often feels chaotic. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports HYPE link in show notes. And then, fourth, from CryptoBriefing, Sunrise lists Arbitrum's ARB token on Solana via Wormhole Entity. The integration of ARB on Solana via Wormhole Entity enhances cross-chain liquidity and streamlines token representation, boosting DeFi efficiency. The post Sunrise lists Arbitrum's ARB token on Solana via Wormhole Entity appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, fifth, from B in Crypto, CZ says Bitcoin could overtake gold next bull run, the price it needs to hit. Bitcoin's market cap is around $1.6 trillion, and CZ thinks it could overtake gold, which is valued at about $16 trillion, in the next market cycle. He believes this shift hinges on countries adopting Bitcoin as a reserve asset. While gold has established systems for custody and valuation, Zhao sees a future where Bitcoin could take its place, especially as central banks continue to accumulate gold. If Bitcoin were to match gold's investable assets, it would need to reach around $697,000 per coin. However, if we consider gold's total above ground stock, that target jumps to about $1.54 million. The key factor here is Bitcoin's capped supply of 21 million coins, which contrasts with gold's annual growth. The timeline for this shift largely depends on whether Bitcoin can maintain its lead against potential rivals in the digital asset space. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin link in show notes. Up next, sixth, from CryptoBriefing, Vitalik Buterin optimistic about Bitcoin's resilience against cybersecurity threats. Buterin's optimism suggests Bitcoin's technical resilience could bolster confidence in its long-term stability despite emerging AI threats. The post Vitalik Buterin optimistic about Bitcoin's resilience against cybersecurity threats appeared first on CryptoBriefing. And then, seventh, from CryptoPotato, crypto holders turn to loans as markets cool in 2026. CQ, crypto holders are turning to loans back by their digital assets as market conditions cool in 2026. Research from CryptoQuant shows a significant uptick in borrowing activity, especially among retail users, whose average number of loans jumped 74% from 30.8 to 53.5 per user. High net worth individuals also increased their borrowing, albeit by a smaller margin of 18%. Interestingly, the collateral landscape is shifting too. Bitcoin's share among wealthy users plummeted from 57.8% to 30.5%, with Zcash making a notable entrance, rising to 24.2% as its price surged. Retail users still leaned on XRP, but saw its collateral share drop from 41.7% to 35.2%. Trading preferences are evolving as well. Tether and Bitcoin remain the top assets by volume, but USD Coin has climbed to third, while Solana, Stellar, and Shiba Inu have dropped out of the top 10. This all points to a market adjusting to the current conditions, with users actively reshaping their strategies. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin link in show notes. Next, eighth, from CryptoPotato, no public money behind El Salvador's new Bitcoin, IMF confirms. El Salvador's Chivo e-wallet is shifting gears. Public participation has dropped significantly, according to the IMF. The government now holds a minority stake while a private operator takes the reins. Importantly, all Bitcoin acquired recently has come from private donations, meaning no public funds were involved in those purchases. The IMF is pushing for better governance and transparency around the country's Bitcoin assets. They've agreed with El Salvador on measures to strengthen the legal and regulatory framework for crypto. Interestingly, no new Bitcoin accumulation is anticipated beyond those donations. On a broader note, El Salvador's economy is showing some resilience, with GDP growth projected at 4.5% this year, bolstered by investment and tourism. The IMF is optimistic about improved security and investor confidence contributing to this positive outlook. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Up next, 9th, from U.Today. XRP, Solana, Solana, Hyperliquid Hype, and Bitcoin, Bitcoin price analysis for September 7. Unconventional market picture. XRP is holding steady at $1.42, with key support around $1.35, $1.36. It's been testing that level without breaking down, which is a good sign for bulls. If it can close above $1.50, we might see a push toward $1.70, but watch for any slip below $1.35, as that could change the game. Solana's looking strong at about $106.50, having gained over 3% recently. It's facing resistance around $108, $110, but if it can break through, there's not much standing in the way. Support is solid between $100 and $102, but losing that could lead to a deeper pullback. Hyperliquid is on a roll, up to $89 after a 4% gain. It's been on a bullish run since mid-August, and if it can clear the $90 mark, we could see it enter price discovery. Watch for support between $84 and $85. Bitcoin is consolidating around $80,000, struggling to break above $81,000. The demand means it only $77,000 and $78,000, and while the demand is still there, it's further into the overwhelmed Indians again. A breakout above $82,000 would be a strong signal to watch for. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports XRP, link in show notes. And then, 10th, from B in Crypto. The last time treasury yields hit 6%. Bitcoin didn't exist. What happens if they get there again? Bitcoin didn't exist the last time the US 10-year treasury yield traded near 6%. That was April 2000. That was in 2000, roughly 8 years before Satoshi Nakamoto published the Bitcoin white paper. Now, one veteran market strategist expects rates to get there again. Yield could climb towards 6.07%. Rick Bensonier, the founder of Bensonier Investment Strategies, told CNBC Closing Bell Overtime that the 10-year yield could climb towards 6.07%. That target is up from around 4.78% today. He pointed to a multi-year uptrend line. A 200-week moving average also flagged the recent low near 4%. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. If this saved the lead is free at sodvo.com.